What's up, everybody? This is an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. My name is the Doomslayer, Top Hat Terry. Where's my top hat? Where's my top hat? This is already a disaster. Top Hat Terry here. Alongside me is my wife, Brianna. Hey, Brianna, what's up?
Leaping leprechauns, it's St. Patty's Day.
So fucking rehearsed. At least mine was a shit show. At least it was a train wreck you could watch. And alongside us, or in the middle of us, somehow in the middle of us, like a dirty three-way, is Perry. How's it going, Perry?
Good. How are you guys?
He's got his green on.
He's got green.
Yeah. You're festive.
Are you looking for leprechauns behind
you? Are you part Irish?
I could be.
Right.
Oh, then we're going to, okay.
That's another podcast.
That's another thing.
Put the damn hat on.
Can we talk about this first?
Yeah, we're going to talk about
this. Let's talk about it now. Okay. Now. Right now.
For everybody watching, listening, I was telling this asshole that I'm married to that he needs a gimmick. When we first were like dating, and Perry could back me up on this, he had like his own original style. He had like mohawk, his piercings, and he was just like in his tight skinny jeans. And now he's like frumpy dad king. And I was like, come on, like, you got your own podcast.
Yeah, but
you had your gimmick, put on a fucking top hat. And he's like,
why is the gimmick a top hat?
I spent $70 on this fucking top hat and you look so hot.
$69 too much.
And I feel like
nobody ever, unless you're at like a weird steampunk fair, like nobody ever says like that person looks hot in a top hat.
I just did.
Except Abe Lincoln, maybe. That guy looks fine.
Why would I say that if I didn't mean it?
I don't know. What's up, Perry?
Hey, nothing. Let's get started.
Jesus Christ.
Okay, go ahead, Perry. What are we going to be talking about today?
We're talking about leprechauns.
Oh, he did do.
I sent him a message. I sent him a message like 20 minutes before.
Oh,
okay. So did you do all your research 20 minutes before? Do you know about leprechauns?
Pretty much 20 minutes before. Yeah.
It's really all you need for leprechauns.
And then I started to get it. I got sidetracked because I started watching like a SNL skit on leprechauns, and then
how was it?
It wasn't good.
Of course it wasn't, because SNL is universally not that great. It's really not.
Yeah, comedy.
Well, before we get straight into leprechauns, should we kind of talk about?
No, can I talk about something else right now?
Only if you put top hat on. fulfill the 20-year-old Brianna's dreams, please. Oh, geez.
Okay. Okay, here we go.
If you want sex tonight, wear the top hat.
That is maybe the most poetic sentence I've ever heard. If you want sex tonight, wear the top hat. Never since 1865 has anybody said that.
I can tell that.
You mentioned diabetes earlier, and I wanted to bring up a story that I heard that I had to bring up because I'm going to get sidetracked. Because leprechauns, who the fuck cares?
What are you dropping on the...
The top hat, your $70 fucking top hat.
You know what?
What?
Whenever I make noises.
So a man was announcing a high school basketball game and he dropped the N-bomb and he blamed it on diabetes.
And go like this, he gets mad at me, but he could be fucking flopping hats around. Go ahead. With your stupid story.
Did you hear about that story though? I told you about that story.
No, it's probably not stupid. Okay, go ahead.
It's not stupid because there was a high school. He was like the typical, I don't know how typical high school. They all seem a little creepy. The high school like basketball announcers. Not even like I'm broadcasting like a college basketball game. Like he was a high school basketball announcer. And apparently he dropped the N-bomb in the middle of a game, in the middle of a high school basketball game. And you know what he did? You know what he said the reason was? His diabetes. Diabetes.
I'm laughing because of the way you say diabetes, not because of his actions.
Yeah, don't laugh at my fucking
ridiculous.
It's awful. So would you?
There's no... I'm sorry.
Say
there's also been like I've been out with friends that were belligerently blackout. I don't care how blackout drunk you are. Like there's no blackout that would ever make those words come out of my mouth. So I feel like regardless, whatever state of like maybe he was going to pass out or whatever because his blood sugar
is that your last phrase before you pass out?
No, I still exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, so no, he intentionally said that.
What if I became a creepy, like old basketball high school announcer and I did that and I blamed it on my diabetes? What would you do? Would you believe me?
No.
Good.
Okay. okay.
Perry, do you think you could ever on Low Blow Chugger, you think you could ever say something awful?
No.
No. Okay.
He gives a shit.
He says that. He says that on regular blood sugar. Why does it need to be low?
I got the blood sugars. All right, let's talk about leprechauns.
First, I would like to. We have some live Irish people. Well, Megan is the only one that I know that's Irish.
I'm Irish.
I know Alyssa's majority Italian. As much as... She might have some Irish in her. But regardless, St. Patrick. You know, I was like, why do they call it St. Patrick's Day? You know,
we're getting into like book report history of St. Patrick's Day.
We knew he was a saint, it was actually the day he died. And that's why they named this day after him. And it didn't really become like a thing until like the 1970s.
Okay. So. What about leprechauns though?
So, yeah. So, but I just, yeah. Fun fact, wanted to throw that out there. So, who wants to take it away with Leprechaun? Shit.
I watched Leprechaun the movie. Today, that was
because that's
most
very
of my
accurate.
One of my favorite parts of that movie is that they couldn't defeat this dude. Like the little person, Dionne Warwick was like he was foiling him every second and jumping on him with pogo sticks and shit. The way they followed him is they kept throwing shoes at the dirt.
Yeah,
at him.
Their shoes.
He had to clean. Like, he's like, oh shit, here's another one.
Leprechauns are shoemakers.
That's very good.
Good job, Perry.
Yes.
Wow, crack research
they say,
team.
Look, he's looking at his notes right now. I see.
Leprechauns
you.
Wear.
I'm looking if I'm Irish or not.
Oh my god! Do your 23andMe.
Did you like an ancestry.com or something or 23andMe?
No, my sister did. So I'm just going off of this.
Okay.
Did you know also if you do it, different things can pop up that's not on hers, which is really cool.
That's why I'm just
piggyback off your sister.
Like 100 credit though.
Anyways, the leprechauns are traced back to the 8th century.
Oh.
They are known as a certain type of fairy. As we know, not with wings, which would be that would make them even more ridiculous.
If you make a fucking Red Bull joke.
That's all in your head.
That's all in my head. Shitty Red Bull jokes.
They first appeared in folklore stories as like a water spirit. So that's one of the folklores. Also, when I was doing some research, it also had mentioned that they might have been named after a god. Which his name, like the way that's spelled is L-U-G-H.
Leprechauns weren't named after a fucking god.
But it's
his, what kind of shitty
known,
god?
Like
the god
for
of
luck.
Shoemaking?
Luck was his name.
Well, maybe.
And that's kind of like where, Lucky and that whole
Lucky.
Thing kind of derived off of that. Did you guys know that the four-leaf clover is the only weakness to the leprechaun?
I learned that from the movie Leprechaun.
But you know
what's true? Shoes and clovers. That's what I learned. I learned.
Watching a lot of YouTube,
and they're very solitary.
I did a lot of YouTube viewing on like banshees and shit. To be honest, I got distracted by and they had this other Irish thing, and we'll get back to leprechauns in a second. But they had this.
Did you say leprechauns?
Leprechauns. What is it? The phelp? Perry, can you look up the doppelgangers for fucking fairies? Hold on, the fetch. There's a creature called the fetch, right? In Ireland, it's one of those. And if they think if you see someone who looks almost exactly like you,
you'll die.
That means you're gonna fucking die. Like it ain't twin. It ain't a long lost twin. This ain't no like Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger shit. Like you're gonna die.
No, but then also they don't fucking look like each other anyway, so that wouldn't even be like.
Wait. What was the premise of that movie,
Twins?
They were twins, but they weren't like, ha, the whole fucking, most of the premise of 90s movies were flawed because the whole premise, I think, of that movie
was like, I had a client
we're
that
twins,
had twins,
but we don't look like twins
because
we're Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I had a client and she told me that one of her sons
uh-huh.
was like very like tall and very good looking and uh-huh. his twin brother
real Arnold Schwarzenegger
was really skinny and like frail and like short.
Was it the inspiration for that movie?
And I guess he really got into drugs and stuff like that because...
Oh, he made it sad.
Probably wouldn't look like his brother.
Okay. Oh, the ugly one got into drugs? Ooh.
Yeah.
Mm.
No bueno.
No bueno.
But you know what's interesting? to me about the whole, going back to leprechauns, getting back on track here. I find it, so the whole idea that their weakness is the four-leaf clover. Saint Patrick, he actually brought in, like, for like the Holy Trinity, his thing was
three, because he's like, hey guys, three. Look at this shit.
But, you know, because, like, some people would say that leprechauns, you know, they're evil, they're always up to mischief.
They're more like tricksters, right? They're more like, yeah, just like annoying. You know,
they remind me of the djinn. They remind me of, in other cultures, like, pretty much they do. There's stories about them being
doppelgangers.
What?
You'll notice a recurring thing. She brings up these
extraterrestrials.
Extraterrestrials called the djinn. They were like genies back in the day. And Anunnaki are like your greatest hits.
Don't forget Egypt. Anyways, but like, so anyways, yeah, I definitely saw a parallel between the two. And I thought, well, you know, so many people say they don't see leprechauns. They live in caves. Well, I feel like there's a lot of extraterrestrials that also did the same thing. And maybe they go through these caves to enter their other realm.
Okay, but let's clear the table before we keep going further. I need to know on record. I think I know how Perry believes.
They exist.
Oh, there we go.
Do they exist, Perry?
Do leprechauns really exist, Perry? Be honest. Only in our dreams.
What? Just because you've never seen one.
Yeah, you've never seen one. You really believe leprechauns exist? Like in the form of like Lucky Charms?
No offense. We all know that's not offense.
Oh, accurate. Yeah, that's not how they're a little more.
Well, yeah, they actually wore red.
What were you going to say, Perry?
I feel like the Lucky Charms is the most
realistic,
accurate version of a leprechaun.
Yeah.
Why?
Rainbows and.
That's because you live in America.
Dirty America.
Yeah. Americans fucked it up.
Would you rather be like, if you were to have to choose like your fucking fairy dumb, would you rather be like an evil fairy where you got like more powers and you were like, you could fuck shit up? Or would you rather be like a trickster fairy, like a leprechaun?
I wouldn't want to be evil.
I think I'd rather be like a trickster one. Yeah. I think it'd be fun to just fuck with people, like steal their shoes and shine them up. Or what do they do? What do leprechauns do? What do they do? Besides shining shoes.
They turn the heat up on your stove and let your food boil over. They ride your dogs and your animals.
They try to drown you and then...
What? Would you like to get into that story? Did you hear that story when you were doing research? Because
that's not trickster. When you try to drown someone, you officially went over from tricks.
Did you hear all the details
pulling,
of that one?
They're pulling some, like a king or something into the ocean.
Uh-huh. Oh, is that the sucking titty story?
That's it.
Oh, yeah. Let's hear about that.
So, where do I have it?
So wait, he sucked on his boob and tried to drown. Okay, go ahead. I'll let you go.
Okay, so. Okay.
Well, I want to know which one happened first.
King Fergus was trying to enjoy a nice day at the beach, and he fell asleep. And while he was sleeping, he was
with a girl,
with a lady friend.
I don't want to like bring it down, but
unwilling lady friend.
But you know, Saint Patrick was also a slave too. He was taken to Ireland of his will.
I saw that.
So, fuck you, Irish people and your slaves.
Okay,
I'm saying that because he's Irish. So I'm messing around.
Because the Romans have a real good track record with that bad boy.
Let's not go there. Anyways, so.
Got real weird.
He wakes up being pulled into the water and three leprechauns grab him. And then once the king like wakes up and he's like, what's going on? He grabs them and like he's threatening to kill them. And they're like, you know, pleading for their life. They're like, we'll give you a wish, whatever you want. And so
I'm just imagining three leprechauns and one leprechaun comes up with the idea of sucking on the man's boob. He's like, no, we should suck on his boob. And the other guys are like, no, why would we do that, Dan? He's like, no, we should totally suck on his boob. Let's do it. Like one leprechaun was clearly
we're getting there.
One had ulterior motives. I'm just saying.
So anyways, he grants the wish, which is the king wants to be able to breathe underwater, which I think is if I had wishes, I couldn't just like, that's an actually really good wish.
That's a sneaky good wish.
Yeah. I'm like, I kind of would want to wish.
You got three wishes. That's like a solid First, second, yeah. Oh, that's
so they
good
do
wish.
Their little magic, and there's a couple.
Great job,
there's a couple different stories in folklore that one says they put some kind of like turban over his head, and then that gave him the power, the ability to swim underwater and be able to breathe. And then another one says that they put like herbs in his ear, and then that made him whatever. Doesn't matter.
Old folklore.
So they do that, and all of a sudden they start sucking on.
Was this underwater?
The king's titties.
This is romantic.
Sucking on my titty like you wanna be calling me all the time.
Nobody knows that song anymore. What? That's like super romantic. That's kind of adorable.
No, and the king's like, what are you doing? And they're like, this is the way we show.
No, believe us, this is how we do it. Don't ask questions. It just needs to be done. Sorry.
This is the way we ask for pity, is basically why they do that.
They ask for pity by doing that?
Yeah. It's, I guess, you know, degrading.
Get away with.
You know?
I can relate. That makes sense. That checks out.
Okay. Anyways.
Oh, laddie. Okay.
I was going to save that for later, but there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, anyways. So,
wow.
So, over England, there are actual... England... Sorry. Whoopsies. All over Ireland, there are like, I guess, like four different types. Where the hell did I put those notes? Put them somewhere. There's four different types. Oh, here they are. Of leprechauns. And their names are kind of hysterical. I don't know if you looked this up, Perry, but it was pretty funny. The names sound like dinosaur names to me. There's like the Luricon, the Clericon, the Logermain, and the Lugurodon. They sound like fucking dinosaurs.
Lugurodon sounds like an action hero. That sounds rad. Lugurodon.
And they all look similar. By some of the descriptions to me, they looked more like...
Didn't someone say they looked like an old, dirty Santa?
Some of them, but some of them also resembled gnomes. Like, they had the very pointy hats, and they'd wear them off to the side, and
yeah. Cool. There's a lot of like that type of thing going on back then. Like a lot of like hobbit-esque like creatures that float around, especially Europe. Europe was all about like the hobbit type creatures.
Yeah.
They were all about it. Little fairies and little gnomes, little leprechauns.
Cool. What do you have to say about all this?
Can I be honest with you? Can we have a moment of clarity and honesty?
What?
I got super distracted by all the other Irish stuff, like banshees. And it seemed like Ireland was very much about like everything's coming to kill you. They're either going to fucking suck on your boobs or they're going to murder you, is a lot of Irish folklore.
Well, why don't we talk about like, so
what I'm trying to figure out this technical issue. I mean, this is big stuff.
So one of my like for
I mean how do we even get Perry in the middle
with all joking like, aside crazy. about the Irish like I genuinely
why
feel
is my
bad
hair like that? It's the hat you ruined my hair
no,
with the hat
it's because of yeah it's because of that with all joking aside for all of our Irish people listening or just anybody in general I had a client a long time ago that came to the States and I mean when I say Irish full on beautiful accent. And she actually is a celebrity, known in the UK.
Name drop.
And one of the, Girls Aloud band group. And
it
so
was
she,
Scary Spice.
So she,
sorry.
So, so well, she wanted to kind of set the record straight because there's just the over the green and, you know, where leprechauns don't even wear green in their folklore. So they wore red and white pants. And so she wanted to open a pub here that was like accurately Irish. And she's like, there's not an ounce of green in our pub. It's very authentic. It's not the typical stuff that you would see here in America. And she's just, cause you know, it's offending when you think about
it. Well, the whole American St. Patty's Day thing is so obnoxious.
It's just a drunk fest.
It's all shiny green shit. And it's a drunk fest. And leprechauns are super offensive. Like I was looking at, I posted a story. I was looking for Irish food on Grubhub today, and literally the first 10 hits were all fucking liquor stores. So, I mean, that's like our view. That's legit our view of the Irish.
Well, I mean, in the folklore, it talks about the leprechauns being alcoholics on top of it. But it's just like, why would you differentiate that like with like Irish people, you know? Like,
why would you associate it with them?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that one of the things I saw is like, they thought Irish people were like people like in America, and no surprise that people are like Americans who are fairly well established here are always reluctant of immigrants. There was one time where the Irish were the immigrants, like Irish and Italians were a big majority of the immigrants coming in. And so they had a lot of fucking flack, like, hey, you know, like we don't want Irish people here. And so to like brush up their image a little bit, they came up with a fun little drunk called a leprechaun. Like they hammed up one of their old myths, like, hey, look at this guy. Isn't he fun? Like you could take him to a party. He'll get a little too drunk and he'll rave about gold or whatever.
Yeah.
Is that true? Is the whole gold thing true with leprechauns? Did they love gold?
Yeah.
They did?
And supposedly I have a story here. Where did I print my notes? I'm just a mess.
She's a very note person, Perry. She's got pages.
Anyways, I want to just point out the date and I don't know where I put it.
Why do you want to point out the date? Nobody's going to cross-check you on the date.
Here it is.
1655.
In 1989.
Oh, that's close.
A small suit and hat was discovered with small bones surrounded by gold.
So someone planted a small suit and hat and they
for no, their but fucking I mean, it, you can
dumb little children's I'm sure museum that problem. They was could, it for a children's museum? Did it end up in a children's museum? Please tell me whether it did or not. Answer the question.
I don't know. I was just so excited.
In America, someone found that?
No, in Ireland.
Yeah, that guy's making that up.
It might have been that guy.
It's for tourism.
It might have been the guy we're watching the video. Remember he?
Oh. Can we pull up that video? We were watching a guy who was convinced. Okay, out of all, like, we've done a lot of crackpot research. And out of all of this, I think these research videos produced some of my favorites. Like, there was a guy who legit sat at high as fuck. And he was saying that he saw, like, a leprechaun in a cave.
Oh, you're talking about that guy. I was talking about the other guy. He makes like outfits for, and he made this like whole little place for the leprechauns to come and hang out. And he leaves offerings and things for him. And then he had like a lady came to do some research from like a newspaper.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he was like, oh, if you put this hat on, you might hear the leprechauns. And so she puts the hat on.
She's like, nothing.
And she's just standing there awkward. And she like kind of looks at the camera and she's just like, and he's like, do you hear? And he's like, well, let me take it off and put it back on. She still didn't hear nothing.
Yeah, he tried to adjust the hat. Like, that would make any fucking like difference.
The leprechauns would come.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, but the leprechauns are like, oh, the hat's a little off. We're not going to come out yet because the hat's a little, it doesn't look right. So stupid. Perry, what little people do you think? Do you think any little people actually exist? Like, mythical little people. Do you think any mythical little people? Do you think fairies are real?
And gnomes?
No.
God damn it. I was hoping you'd say gnomes. I'm hoping that you're going to be like the gnomes, ultimate skeptic and not believe about anything except for like gnomes. Okay. Like you'd be like passionate about gnomes being real.
Me being very into extraterrestrials, there's like so many different origins, and there is an origin. I forget the name. I will, when this is up, we can maybe drop the name of give the extraterrestrial a shout out.
So wait, there's an ET theory
they're trolls, but okay. When you think of the troll family, I think of
leprechauns.
I think of gnomes.
Okay.
I think of like what you're saying.
Bridge trolls.
What are they?
Subway trolls.
No, they're hairy feet guys.
Sky trolls.
The one from
Mountain Trolls.
The movie from Lord Road of the Rings. Trolls. What are they called?
Office trolls.
Lord of the Rings.
Plain trolls.
Oh my god. Anyways.
Fancy trolls.
No. But like there is this type of being that's supposed to live underground and in caves, and so like I kind of
like now? Like they're supposed to be like
they're extraterrestrials, yeah.
That are living in caves now?
Yeah.
Like right now?
Yes.
Like they might be listening. They are,
yes. And they have been seen. We could talk about it for our next episode if you
like. God damn it.
I don't know how much research is on them, but that's the thing. Like, I mean, you think of a leprechaun, like if there's beings living on this world other than us that have these mystical powers, they have to be from another realm.
If they're magical and they're like disappearing and reappearing and all that shit, I mean, you would have to imagine that they're just like, you think they were just like aliens who dressed like old timey Santa Claus? They showed up and just stole gold.
Now you're being offensive.
What?
Because you have a fucking beard.
I'm sorry,
leprechauns. And it's turning gray. Uh-huh. So eventually it could be white. So people could say you look like fucking Santa Claus too. See, I'm very protective of our extraterrestrial beings. Leprechauns are also known to be able to make themselves see-through. Like we're, you know, so they could be in the room with us right now. And you're being offensive. Because I believe they exist. Tonight,
Chris. I mean, what if I got that? I mean, that would be pretty nice to be taken away by a leprechaun.
They're going
to
suck on your titties tonight, Chris.
Oh, they're going to give me, they're gonna give me a fancy hat, take me underwater. Oh, I'm telling you. You could have like a, you could have one of them like the 50 Shades of Grey novels based on that. You could call it, you call it Three Wishes. Three Clovers. Three-way clover. Oh, I'll think of it. I'll work it out. Don't worry about it. Let me know, Perry, if you come up with a good title for.
I'm thinking of one.
If you come up with a clever title for Three Leprechauns Fucking a King, maybe that's just the title: Three Leprechauns Fucking a Ting King, a Ting.
Three Leprechauns. There's and one
also
clover.
I don't know.
Little man, take my crown. Mm.
I'm about to leave. I'm just saying.
That's it. Here's the real question.
No. Can we get back to the subject?
I think they're one of the real. Can we have a wager? Can I? I think I'm the only one who's going to wager on this. What's going to happen first? Is it either you're going to leave because you're tired of our bullshit sides, or is Perry going to walk out because he's tired of all the batshit theories? Which one's going to happen first?
Probably me.
You think you're going to walk away?
But I just want to talk more about leprechauns. Okay, listen,
I'll talk more about leprechauns.
He's the asshole that wanted to talk about this subject. So here I am doing my research. And because I'm more open-minded to other beings in our galaxy and being able to, you know, teleport here. That's your problem.
Anyways, the jack-o'-lantern come from Ireland?
Yes, but okay. We could do that on Christmas. We could do that on Halloween.
We could do that on Christmas.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Why not?
I think
we did Krampus, Perry, like in December.
Anyways, like how I said in the beginning, the leprechauns were known to be like water spirits, which leads me to the next folklore story about them. They also said that they were mermaids, because if you think of mermaids, they were known to pirates. They were known to be mischievous and play tricks on them. So yes, did you see that, Perry? Did you hear anything about that?
Did you see that leprechauns are mermaids? Did you look that one up? You didn't look that one up?
No.
I'm getting stink eye. I could tell from the live footage that I'm getting stink eye. Hold on, I'm going to look at...
Either did he, apparently.
Leprechauns are known mermaids.
As, well, they're known as water spirits, so...
Wait, leprechauns are water spirits?
That's the research that I had got.
Wow.
This is all folklore, so there are stories that they were water spirits, which leads them to believe that they can shapeshift into a mermaid. So they're not actual mermaids. But if think about it, if they're able to give a wish, an ability for someone to breathe underwater, why couldn't they do that themselves?
Well, sure. If you believe like the leprechauns, like if like it were true that leprechauns are doing what they're doing, like of course they could do anything, really.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. They could even murder Jennifer Aniston. Did Jennifer Aniston get murdered in that movie? I don't know. Are leprechauns mermaids?
We're looking up leprechauns mermaids.
That's where we're at.
That's
right now.
What's so great, I think, about leprechauns. It leaves so much mystery. And you know, I think that's part of the fun.
Is the mystery?
Yeah. Just like fairies, like, you know, like that's an episode I would really love to do because I definitely believe in fairies.
Of course.
But I feel like, you know, if these beings, you know, were here, they're probably getting captured by humans that were, you know, somehow harming them. You know, because there's even like a story with the leprechauns that there's another folklore that the leprechauns were once gods and goddesses. That's probably where Luck comes from. But the humans were the ones who took away their powers and they shrunk down over time.
Oh, so there's like giant leprechauns?
So they were at one point, they didn't look like leprechauns, but then the humans, I forget the exact way the story goes. I forget what the humans do. I don't know if it's something with the
humans,
the
four leaf clover. Like they always do.
But yeah. And so, so it's like, it just reminds me of too, like if mermaids are real. So, Jeremy's calling.
I heard something.
We have a call.
Hold on.
Call from
Jim.
Jimbo. What's up, Jimbo?
Send a voicemail. Press 2.
Jim.
Jim. Am I caller number 2?
Yeah, you win. You win a beer.
Hey, if you got one wish from a leprechaun, what would it be?
I request a Stairway to Heaven, please.
Okay. We don't have the rights to that. So.
I'm sorry. Can I dedicate it to Darlene?
Okay, sure. Darlene. This goes out to Darlene. Perry, can you ask this guy?
Hey.
Hello? Hey. Can you hear me?
Perry, I need you to screen him first. Can you screen him first? Can you screen him for us? I don't think this is Perry.
Who am I talking to? Hello. Jim, are you there?
Oh, there's a delay. There's a delay on this.
Oh, okay.
Am I supposed to turn off my radio?
You can turn off your radio.
We've been having issues all day.
No, he's making a radio joke. This guy's making a radio joke. He's just making a radio joke.
Okay, Perry, Jim.
God damn it, Perry. He's making a radio joke.
Shut up. It's not landing. We're talking about leprechauns.
Okay,
and Perry, I need Jim to back me up.
No, I need Perry to screen Jim. Perry, screen him.
Okay, Jim, what would you like to talk about today?
Oh, hi, yes. My boyfriend saw a leprechaun.
Okay. Oh, sorry, I'm not supposed to talk.
I'm going to leave.
Perry, put him on the air. Perry, like, put him on the air.
We're going to put you on. We're going to put you on the air. Okay. Just hold on a minute. And we're going to hear your story out right now.
Hey, Jake.
Is she ready?
Okay.
Hey, Jake, your boyfriend found a unicorn somewhere or something? I don't know. A leprechaun?
He dries out when he sees a leprechaun.
He dries out or the leprechaun dries him out?
I think it's both.
Mm.
Did you guys ever talk about Frankenstein?
No.
Not yet.
No, we never talked about Frankenstein yet.
Don't
I think
spoil
that's a better topic.
Okay, don't spoil anything. Okay, Jim, Jake, whatever your name is.
Jimbo. I call him Jimbo because I know him
personally.
Do you think the leprechauns exist? Yeah, we know.
No.
The life.
Okay. Do you?
Is that a trick question? Did you forget who you're talking to? They're fucking real.
No, they're
extraterrestrial.
Oh, we're hanging up on this guy?
No, Jake.
No, we're going.
What?
We're keeping going with this.
Okay.
Do you really believe in that? Do you believe in leprechauns?
I do.
Wholeheartedly. 100%.
I really do.
On board.
I don't believe that they're little green men. Like, you know,
they're little red men, according to her.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are red. She's right.
They were red.
Thanks for backing up.
Thanks.
I don't believe in them, but she's right.
It's just a color.
But
it's a discrepancy in color. Okay.
And I think that they can shapeshift and they have the abilities to know maybe what you want them to look like. So I think everybody who sees them is slightly different. They see him in a different way.
My leprechaun looks like Jason Momoa.
Oh,
take me under the sea, Jason Momoa. Please take me under the sea.
Oh, less rock and roll.
Oh.
Mine looks like the guy from the actual movie's Leprechaun.
Dionne Warwick? What's his name? Dionne Warwick is not the right answer. That's a singer. Right? What? Tina Turner?
I think he's really angry.
Yeah. Have you seen that movie, babes?
Leprechaun, I haven't seen it. I saw it when I was a teenager. Oh, I haven't watched it recently. It's just fucking scary. It's got like faint.
It's really good.
It's not scary. It's just
some research.
It's scary.
The topic.
No.
That's basically the only research I did was watching the research.
Watching fake.
For research purposes.
I actually got facts.
And that's all I needed. I got facts.
Leprechauns are not scary. There might be jokesters and stuff like that, but no, that's another bad representation for the Irish people. And you guys are all fucking Irish, so.
You said they drag people under the ocean.
But look, they did the right thing. I hear Alyssa.
So our father, let's
can we talk about the Indian story?
Let's pull the guys. Let's pull this whole gym thing off the band-aid is not the right phrase, but I'm going to say it. Let's pull this off the band-aid, which is
maybe
not
he doesn't want to be revealed.
Well, Jim, I'm related to Jim, and Jim, we have to share the same father, and our father was convinced that he was Native American for the longest fucking time, and he'd have all this Native American paraphernalia and talk about he was talking about his Native American pride. Oh,
Perry doesn't even know this. Then I don't think
and how he's like he specifically named a fucking tribe.
He
like,
said,
like,
"Yeah,
I am a member of the Shawnee region, tribe." Because
they were the region kind of by where he grew up.
Yeah, he just made it up. He guessed. He's like, "This is around where
Shawnee." And I remember going to powwows with you and be like, "Oh my God, this is your culture. There's the Shawnee. We should make outfits and come dance with them." And he was totally like, "Yeah." And then what happens when he does 23andMe?
He gets 23andMe. He is Native American blood, a big old donut. And this is at 60 something, 70 something. It must have been his 70s.
He showed me pictures of his great grandma. Look at her high cheekbones. She just looked like a decaying old white woman. Because, do you know, skeleton-y? No, you know what I'm saying? Like an old woman. Just everybody's cheekbones.
Everybody
showing
looked
when
like
you're,
shit back then. Everybody had
old.
Everybody was at that age that picture you're talking about, the infamous picture. Everybody was pretty much falling apart. Yeah. Everybody was sunken in.
Yeah.
Because you had some weird fucking old timey disease. Life.
Yeah.
Just.
No, because you're teaching leprechauns.
Oh, if we were related to leprechauns.
You might be.
No.
I haven't taken a 23andMe, so I might be.
We should create. We have a business here. We have a complete business. We could do a 23andMe that is not based. You could, for all the people who are. I'll call them believers for lack of a better phrase. We could take your blood and we could tell you whether you're part Yeti, whether you have any Yeti DNA in you, or
that's I'm gonna get into the next or conspiracy
chupacabra.
Theory with that.
Stop it.
Well, what no, is your, we no because the okay, there is a DNA.
The government doesn't know
that scientists do not know what to clarify it as, so they call it alien DNA.
But what does that got to do with Yetis?
That. Alien DNA. There's this extra DNA that they don't know where to classify it. So could it be part Yeti? Could it be part leprechaun? Who the fuck knows? They don't know how to do the research yet. We supposedly don't have the technology, which I think
My Little Pony? I could be part My Little
Pony. Sorry, Alyssa, what were we gonna say about the government? I heard
Government's in. 23andMe is controlled by the government.
Oh yeah, why do you
think
I won't do a blood test?
What?
Because I believe I'm a star child, and they don't need to know that. They don't need to be checking my blood.
What? You think that you're part alien, and you don't give blood because you don't want them to believe? You don't want them to find out that you're alien? What do you think they're going to fucking...
Because they'll do experiments on me.
She's not the only one that feels that way, Chris.
Perry, do you feel that way?
I always thought they could get a chance.
Hold on.
Perry, are you making fun of me?
I don't know.
Yeah.
No, this is...
Jesus Christ. Okay,
you know the song by The Weeknd, Starboy? It calls to me because I'm mm-hmm. a star girl.
You think The Weeknd's an alien and he's calling to you? He wrote that song for you?
He's out of this
telling
world,
you not to get
so
your
maybe.
Blood drawn?
No, I really believe that. I believe
deadly diseases.
So it's not only just that. Okay, you guys, the craziness is you're going to know what's going on in my head right now because it gets deeper than that.
It's we're already deep down the wormhole.
I already think that I'm part Jewish, and I'm like, well, what if? Because the Holy Grail. What if I'm related to Jesus? And they don't want to get that blood. They want to kill all the people that were related because whatever our bloodline is holy. So what if there's significant bloodlines that they're tracing back, maybe of Egypt, the Anunnaki? They're looking for a certain blood type, and so I'm always worried.
For what though?
What if, because maybe our something in our DNA does something to a different ability, or maybe they just want to kill us all off to make sure that race is completely done.
When you say blood drawn, do you mean like your local doctor's office?
No, I mean like for the 20. Okay. I feel like 23. That's
what
I was like.
I thought maybe you thought because the doctor.
You know
would
what
pass
I don't like about the 23 the 23 and me. I feel like
I'm back.
The thing that I don't like about it is that like whoever's done it. I don't know, Alyssa, have you done it, Jeremy?
Caller, have you done it? Caller.
No. So it's interesting.
Please
to
don't
me.
Give him a name. Call him
everybody that I know that has done it, they've said that they'll like a year later, because it always is updating. They'll be like, wait, like last month it told me that I was Latino, whatever descent, and then now it's saying that I'm not, and it's like it modifies and changes. And I'm like, that's I think they're just fucking with us all. Like, oh yeah, you're part this, and now we're gonna say you're part that.
I'll tell you this. That 23andMe and me, to give you some leash, is 23andMe is definitely. If the government comes, and this is for criminal purposes, like if the government comes asking for your DNA, that's how they found the Golden State Killer. Dude.
He did 23andMe.
He did. Yeah. Essentially, that's how he did like an ancestry thing.
What? Caller.
Caller. Nameless face. I'm sorry.
I'll take my question.
I saw that, Perry.
Perry. No, she was talking about the Night Stalker. She's talking about what you're saying.
Yeah, the Golden State Killer. That's how they found him. He took a 23andMe, and they're like, thank you very much.
Well, I'll let y'all know. I ain't trying to kill nobody, but I'm a little paranoid about it.
It's a little sketchy that you don't want your blood on the file.
I don't.
Well, I'm just wondering what you're up to.
Business I'm going to make in the future.
I don't know what's going on. Oh, my God. I feel like I don't know you anymore.
The Matrix.
I don't know about. Of calling in on the show.
You stayed up late, Jeremy. I'm proud of you.
Good job.
It's Jim. Jim, wait, what's going on?
Oh, Jim.
Hey, Perry, yeah, can you access caller? Can you let him go? Are we on live? Are we live? And that's it, everybody.
You're so messed up.
What? He's my brother. Who gives a shit?
Oh my God.
Call in next time too. We love you, Jimbo.
Jimbo.
Oh, no. Jimbo's calling again.
Hello, this is Tapio Furniture.
Hello, this is Rick.
What? Back to the topic. Frankenstein.
Perry, why did you...
Real or no?
Frankenstein, like, bringing... Are you talking about doing, like, a necromance? Like, you could totally do a necromance.
Of course. It's easy.
Yeah. You don't even have to. It doesn't have to be scientific.
Take a corpse that's
like,
not completely like, decomposed, and you just shock it up, and it's good.
Yeah. So you sell your soul to the devil, and you can do everything.
Yep. Yep.
So the what's real?
Just sell your...
Frankenstein 23andMe would be a little off, though.
It would be just a clusterfuck. It depends on what sample you took. The arm would have a different genealogy than the fucking leg. It'd be all over the map.
It could be Cherokee.
I don't know. Well, his toe is Cherokee, but his arm is Shawnee. So,
all right, guys.
All right,
back to weather traffic.
Back to the weather.
Leprechauns. Do you have anything else to say? I mean, I know you guys were raised on your weird like Irish pride.
Okay, I have a question for because I don't think we've ever had Jeremy on the line. I have on the first or second episode, I infamously talked about how I didn't think I was abducted. I thought I had a fucked up dream about aliens coming across the house.
Can I just talk to all my females out there really fast? Cause I'm surrounded by men right
now. Hey ladies.
See, men use fear as a coping mechanism. So they have to find a reason why, it was a dream. Like they can't face the reality that they potentially did really see an extraterrestrial. Like it had to have been a dream, right? Or a spirit. Like when something of a supernatural happens to him, it's always like he has to make a reason for it. Where I'm like, where it's clear
it
as
must
day.
Be Frankenstein.
Okay. So go ahead. Ask Jeremy if anything.
Did you have anything like that happen in the house when where we grew up?
Not aliens, but I thought as a kid, I saw something like in that back room with all that stuff.
Oh yeah. Because our dad had creepy masks. That's why.
from all cultures.
He had it was a children's nightmare fuel, is what it was.
It was before that?
Before the masses.
Oh.
This is like when I was like 6 and 7.
What did you
see? Like it'd be a mist and like some red, like a red object.
Oh.
It was a mist and a red object?
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah, but I was, as a kid, I saw that a couple times, not one time, but a couple times.
Really?
And I was awake.
Wait a second. Oh, so it wasn't like, I have a lot of like, what do they call them? Waking nightmares or whatever the fuck they call them.
Jeremy, was that your room?
Night terrors.
Was that my what?
Was that your room? That back one behind, like by the garage? Whose room was that?
Yeah, that was in the back where the beach room is now, you would call it.
Nobody knows about the beach room.
So that was your room.
Mildly themed like a beach.
That was your room, and that's where you saw the thing.
What?
No, the room reading in the garage. No one ever slept in there. It was always something in there.
It was always just random shit.
And as a
kid,
I thought it was like someone who was possessed, like their object that they wanted.
Okay, wait. Did you and Chris share a room then?
For a hot spell, yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I'm like, wait, I'm like confused because I'm like, you guys, there was three boys. Where did the other one sleep?
Backyard.
Yeah, in the doghouse.
Okay, so you saw this thing in that room from your, across the way from your room.
It wasn't an object. It was just like a mist and a red dot, and that was it. Not two eyes, it was a dot.
Hmm.
And you saw exact same thing. How soon after did you see it? Was it months? Was it years that you saw the exact same object in the room?
I don't know. I was like 6 years old. I don't remember.
But it was around the same time.
Yeah, around the same time.
That's fucking cool.
Wow.
This is amazing.
Perry,
okay,
let's
see if Chris can debunk this. What was it, Chris?
I'm not going to debunk shit. I like that kind of stuff.
Well, it was in your house.
I just, it's when you start saying leprechauns are running around town.
I'll say this, like, usually when I go in a house, I can get a vibe, and your house is warm in, like, even though it smells, you're growing up, the house was warm.
Like warm trash.
In the family living room. But when you go into the back room where all the bedrooms were, there is a presence of there's something, like, there's a cold.
Oh, so you felt it too.
I felt like it just never was warm. It just never was warm.
Okay.
But from what he's describing, that sounds like an extraterrestrial.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
Wait, what? I thought you were going to say ghost. Ghost. You're going
to
say.
You have to remember that I believe that.
I don't think it's alien. I think it's somebody's possessions and there's still like some energy attached to it. I don't believe in like seeing like Casper. But energy? Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
But I also believe that people get I'm going to say the word wrong. Screwed?
Well, people get screwed a lot. But misconstrued?
Misconstrued.
Shrewd?
Shrewd. Because I think that what we think might be a spirit could be just an extraterrestrial. And we're trying to... Because I truly feel like... When we die, our soul leaves our body.
Aww.
There's no reason for us to be back here.
Aww.
Unless we're in a parallel universe and somehow we cross back over.
Uh-huh.
But from what you described, I'm going to look it up because I know that there's an extraterrestrial that looks like that.
She's going to look up her encyclopedia of ETs. Yeah.
There's a book. There's a golden book. I really want to do this episode, but because it's St. Patrick's. There's a book called it's called the Yellow Book or the Gold Book, and it's all the different types of extraterrestrials.
Yeah, it's like because they like we used to like the back when I was little, we had like the Star Wars encyclopedias where you collected a book that had all the different like cool Star Wars ships. Like this is just like all the cool aliens that people made up. I mean, are real.
Okay.
Is it at my local library? That's what I want to know.
It should be.
I'll go check it out tomorrow.
Check it out.
Next year, supposedly, there's going to be some ETs that reveal themselves to us. I forget the name of them, but they're bluish. They don't look like cats, though, so I'll start making avatar jokes.
That wasn't
good. It'll be checked out by the local like tweaker homeless dude.
All right, Jeremy.
Anything else, Jeremy? Any other experiences?
No. You want to shout out your OnlyFans page?
Yeah, I can do my link. At the Instagram is onlyboos@library.com.
He wants to sell pictures of his butthole.
Themhairytitties.com.
You have a leprechaun suck it out of titties?
Yeah, I do. Yeah.
Get my the old-fashioned three-leaf clover. Mm.
You want... Next month is my Easter special. Two eggs for one. Mm.
Get into your brown clover. All right. Goodbye.
This is gone down.
This is over. Goodbye. Perry, getting back to Perry. Did you have anything like that when you were growing up? Did you have any like ghosts, any kind of alien experiences when you were little? I know you said that you thought you were going to be taken away, but did you actually have any kind of like, I can't hear you. Oh no.
Oh, my eyes are always in the sky.
Oh God. He muted his mic again. No, we're not going back. You're going to try to brush it off. Like nothing happened.
He's trying to be like
professional.
Poetic. No, he's trying to be poetic. My eyes are always in the sky.
Always in the sky.
Yeah. Always looking up.
I'm always looking up.
Never down on my phone.
I'm going to create an inspirational phrase. Hold on. You can never fall if you're looking up.
Anyways, Perry, was it you and Tanner that would tell me about the person's name, Sal?
For context, Perry has a brother named Tanner. Because people don't know who Tanner is.
He gets so mad when I start talking about one person. He's like, I'm not going to know what we're talking
about. She's like, so Philip, get this, Phil. Nobody knows who fucking Philip is. I don't even know what Philip is. We
your
don't
uncle,
know
Philip. My uncle. Phil.
Okay, so for context, I have a creepy uncle named Phil. He drew some creepy pictures of us, and he's really into porno. And I used to work for record stores, which is dating me. And when I worked for that record store, he came in asking for a discount for pornography. Go ahead, babes.
We're actually.
I didn't give him the discount. Perry. He bought the porno. He bought his pornography full price.
Can you please give Perry the stage?
Sorry.
God, I don't give discounts. You're such an attention whore.
You're gonna get pornography. You're gonna pay full price. Okay, I'm not giving you no fucking discount.
All right, Perry.
Sleaze, man.
There was a story.
Perry once came into Tower Records and he bought pornography, I believe, within his underwear.
Did he really? Did you really?
It was contained in his underwear.
Did you really? Stop.
I don't remember.
He doesn't remember that, but he did that. You did that. And you paid full price too. Drop full bucks and drop the load later. Okay.
So Perry.
I did a lot of things.
Yeah.
Other than the experience I think you and Tanner had when you would go to some friends of yours haunted house, did you have anything like happen like growing up in your house?
Anything spooky?
We know, obviously, not your work because
you're gonna fight a ghost. Ghost that ghost is scary. Mom did.
Well, I don't. Mom did? What about you? Grandma.
You? No, I've never had anything.
There you go.
I'm not. I'm a see it till you believe it. So,
what if we? Can we spook nothing. Perry into believing? Can we create like a fake?
It's
ghost?
Going to happen.
Let's try to. Okay, Perry, don't listen to this. Okay, just tune out for a second.
Just mute him.
So get this. We sneak into his house. We
mute yourselves.
Mute us.
Put on just a couple. Perry, just stop listening for a second. Please. I think we wear some sheets or something, or we just like we throw some shit around and we really make Perry believe. How much do you think? Perry, how much do you?
Matt Elise would so be down to. Like, she would totally.
Okay, Matt Elise. Help us
with it. Yeah.
You would explain.
Here we go.
I know.
I dropped another name.
Dropped another name bomb. What do you think it would take, Perry, for you to believe? Do you think, like, okay, in the world of, like, coffee cup falling over when nobody's around versus, like, hey, guys, I'm a ghost, like, full on, like, Victorian Shakespeare ghost. Like, what would make you believe? What do you think your threshold of believing is?
Yeah, I would have to see it, and it would have to actually, like, touch me. And maybe like touch my head, and then I have some kind of premonition.
Why touch your head? Like, why can't I touch your shoulder?
Touch me anywhere. Just as long as it physical contact.
Okay.
Come on, you've never
and
had.
I get a
like,
chill down.
I feel like you need to like. You need to like open.
Oh, this is gonna be good, Perry. Listen
I am
up.
Open to
no, no. I really up. Feel.
Deep, breathe deep.
I want them to come and okay. Breathe prove deep. Themselves.
Next time you're at work,
Breathe deep.
You need to talk just when you're alone. I don't know if you have to work like around a lot of people, but get there early, whatever, and talk to the spirits.
I spent the last hour by myself there.
Okay, let me just tell you something. I want to share with you a story. Wait, were you with us? Remember that one time we went to Vegas a long time ago?
I don't know. I'm just picturing Perry at work.
I don't know if you were there. Maybe you weren't, but I want to say you were though. Anyways.
I was there one time.
Were you there or were you not?
Okay,
there?
Do you remember my girlfriend Susie and she was with her weird ex-girlfriend? Anyways.
Oh, I didn't go to that one. I don't think
so. Anyways, the Calico, you know how they have the old Calico on the way there, Ghost Town? So they have like the graveyard there. Do you remember? Did you go with us to that or no? Do you remember?
No.
Okay, so anyway, so we had gone and it was super creepy because it was like pitch black. It was like when we're coming home late one night from Vegas. Do you remember this?
I remember you being excited after the fact. I remember.
So we did, like back then, we didn't really have like, back in my day, no, we didn't have like the cell phone like picture. So we actually had to take it on like, you know, like a regular one. And when I went out there, they took their pictures and then it was my turn and we were kind of like far back where we were taking pictures. And so you can get like a full image of it behind you and put the flash on. When I went and talked to all the spirits there and I was like, you know, I'm not here to be disrespectful. I just want a picture. Thank you for letting me take a picture here. Like basically like, don't fuck with me. I won't fuck with you. Don't fuck with me. And so when I took my picture, there was orbs all around me. And in everybody else's picture, there wasn't. And I thought like, I've always felt like I'm more sensitive to that stuff. I've always like, I know that there's that fine line because I was really into the Ouija board and I like crossed over, you know. So I always feel like it's that fine line of like opening up that door and not being able to close it. So that's where I'm like living on the edge where I know what's on the other side, but I don't know how to like,
but what do you think is going to happen? Do you think they're going to like pull you down into?
No. I feel like it's going to be like, what's that? The movie, like I See Dead People with the little kid. Six sense. I feel like it's going to be like that.
And you're just going to befriend like an old Bruce Willis. Is that what you're thinking?
No, I feel like I could be a medium if I wanted to be, because I just have that. I'm more sensitive just naturally.
More of a large these days,
but also like, cause I'm more open-minded, you know.
Is it about that? I mean, like being a medium, isn't it just kind of about deciding that you're a medium?
No, I think it's you have to be born with it. Like you have to, and that's maybe why Perry.
Can we talk to a medium, Perry? Can you line up a medium?
Yeah, we can work that out.
With medium,
a real one, Perry, not you dressed up as one.
This wears a fancy hat.
I can see him like.
Can we take you to medium school? Would you go to medium school? Is there a medium school? There might be. There's got to be.
I think there is.
Yeah.
Can we all go to medium school? I
want to
go to medium
school. I want you to try that, Perry. I want you to talk to them. Or you need to start. You should come over and we should start. Well, no, I don't want to play the Ouija board anymore. Those days are done. But start playing the Ouija board.
I'll play the Ouija board with you, Perry.
Not in our house, though. You can make one with the double sign. I used to play by myself. This is all you do. I have a pencil. I'll show you. You make the devil sign. You grip it. You do it like this. I was addicted. I'm not even fucking with you. And then you just, on a piece of paper, you could draw it out. You could find out like, you know, adding the things and you just say, Ouija, Ouija, are you with us? And you say it three times. And I swear I could literally play by myself and that shit would move. Without me moving. Like
by yourself?
By myself.
Okay. Honesty time by yourself.
I swear.
Okay, Perry, play by yourself and see what happens.
Okay,
But you have to believe.
I'm not allowed to play it here at my house.
Yeah.
Go on the parking lot. Oh, no go, huh?
Oh, tell us why.
Give us the details.
I won't play it in my house either. I won't play it all. I was addicted.
Does she have a bad experience with it? Is that what happened?
I don't know if she's done it or not, but she's just like, that's a no-go.
Don't invite it in.
You can play it at your school.
I do it at work.
At your work, yeah. So it's funny because I was explaining
in the basement.
Larry's reputation at work. He's gonna be talking to himself, making Ouija boards. He's gonna be like, this guy is lost.
Look, he's doing it.
He's downstairs.
There you go. Don't. Madalisa's gonna get pissed.
Oh no. Oh no. It's happening.
He's downstairs in the basement holding a pen.
Shouting to himself, come at me.
Oh my god, shut up. No. So, but you know what's interesting is that when I shared my Ouija board story about, like, I was so addicted to it. It's like, have you ever been addicted to something, Perry?
Just heroin.
No, like alcohol, weed, cigarettes.
No. The way you said weed is like.
Okay, so I don't even know how to compare it to. I mean, because video games, I feel like it's a different type of addiction.
It's an addiction, though. So I feel like I'm on the verge of being addicted to video games.
So I used to be addicted to cigarettes. And so I can compare the way that I felt for the Ouija board was like the way that I felt for cigarettes. It's like an itching desire that calls you and you can't say no to it. And so I literally would play. And this is all like, this is not me just being ratchet. Like I shared this story with Susie, actually one of our girlfriends. And she was like, oh my God, I was listening to a podcast and that's exactly what they said in the podcast. It started to make me feel, sexual towards it. Weird, but that's what it does. 'Cause if it's a demon trying to possess you, if it's the devil, that's part of it. It just knows how to lure you. And so all of those feelings I was feeling are completely legit. And I was completely addicted to it. And then I feel like a good, like, spirit came through before the bad one, like, took over my soul. Because the good one kept saying, he's coming. It was, like, writing it in when we were playing. And it was me and one of my really good friends in, like, eighth grade. This is, like, how bad I used to play, like, early on in my years. And it kept saying, he's coming. And it kept going to the goodbye. And I was like, well, who's coming? No, I need to know who's coming. And it just kept going to goodbye and goodbye. And so we erase it, started over. And then it was keep going to goodbye. And I was like, at that point, I was like, you know what? And we used to play on one of those classic old school boards that wasn't like whatever, Hasbro. Cardboard, yeah. Or whatever. Yeah. It was like made out of some stone. After that, I was done. I was like, you know what? Like the addiction.
Coming. Oh, he's coming again.
The feelings, everything I was feeling, like I just, and I'm, whoever came in, it was crossing through, I think was saving me. So I don't know. I think it's fascinating and scary.
Fascinating.
And
well, listen, I think we've talked all we need to know about
leprechauns.
Leprechauns. What is that?
Leprechauns were spotted in Alabama.
What?
Yeah.
Why are you dropping ago? That nugget? Like,
oh my God, Perry. Did you just remember that?
And why Alabama? Why Alabama?
Look it up.
No, tell us. What, come what, on. Like, go what, ahead.
The what's year this, was what's 1945.
What'd they look like?
Come on, spit it out. Hold on, I'm going to look it up right now. Leprechauns in Alabama. Leprechaun.
Where are you looking at, Perry? Come on. Okay,
here we go.
Oh my God.
Leprechaun in Mobile, Alabama.
You guys ready?
Yeah.
Born ready. I don't hear anything.
Oh, you don't?
No.
You don't hear anything?
I hear it. I'm putting on something.
Okay.
DC-15's Brian Johnson has more. Curiosity leads to large crowds in Mobile's private community.
Okay,
camcorders, even camera phones to take pictures. To me, it looked like a leprechaun to me. I got to look up in a tree. Who else seen the leprechaun? Say yeah! Eyewitnesses say the leprechaun only comes out at night. If you shine a light in its direction, it suddenly disappears. This amateur sketch.
We got to pull up the... Oh, we gotta get video capacity on this because this is.
My theory is this cat's in a shadow from the other limb.
What? Perry.
I believe this. They've seen it.
I can't. You might be a leprechaun.
Might be.
Social life is better relaxing. No pain, no clown. It's more enjoyable.
Where's the leprechaun? Is there actually footage?
I don't know.
Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid, man.
This guy helping to direct traffic says he's prepared.
All right. Brianna's had enough of this. She wants Perry. To talk about the quote unquote real
Perry, I'm very disappointed.
I'm not. I'm overjoyed.
That was pretty convincing, though.
My cup runneth over on this one.
I'm about to go, like, on the field.
Can we go to Alabama to look for that leprechaun?
Put the shiny lights on?
I agree. We should.
All right. Well, this has been an episode of Extra Normal Podcast. Brianna, where can they find you?
Everywhere.
Okay. Great. Perry?
Here, there, everywhere. On the Ouija board, you can find Perry.
Find Perry on the Ouija board. Find him in a random basement somewhere, shouting next to his coworkers about finding the ghost. Well, you can find us, the official page, Extra Normal Podcast on Instagram, Extra Normal P on Twitter. You can look us up on Facebook, Extra Normal Podcast. You can email us if you have any kind of, if you've seen a ghost when you were little, you saw an alien, you think a leprechaun is real. If you were in Alabama, email us.
You know what? I want people to if they think leprechauns are real, or
oh, I want those
if my crazy ideas sound like they could be legit, yeah,
I want them to be real too.
I want send me the emails, please. I want to hear from you. I beg of you. I want to hear your emails. ExtraNormalPodcast@gmail.com is where you can get us. Follow us, on your favorite podcast machines. Make sure you like and subscribe this video if you end up watching it later. And this has been an episode. And I always say.
You didn't ask Perry where he could be fine.
I asked him, and he shook his hand. He waved me off.
Oh.
He waved me off.
You can find him right here.
He's in the process of I got a yeah. So look for I got a yeah soon. This has been an episode.
You can find me at, what's my Instagram? At Dr. Von Booger.
Dr. Von Booger. Find him on at Dr. Von Booger. I always say.
And Perry C. on YouTube.
Oh, God damn it, Perry. God damn it.
You should check that out.
Yeah. I'm sure the listeners and viewers just can't wait.
I always say, always be friends with something fun about unicorns. You got anything? And you usually say something else. Let's just get out of here. Fuck it.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.